Poetic Journey, A Hidden Life is a return to form for Terrence Malick. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com, and today I'm reviewing A Hidden Life. All right. Terrence Malick has made more films this decade than he has any other time during his 40-plus year career. The reclusive writer-director seemed to realize that he had a lot to say in his later years, and the usual decade-long gaps between his films seemed to come down to practically a film every other year. It was like the comic book movie craze of having so many each year affected Malick's output and gave him a desire to work faster. He started the decade off with the spiritual and visionary journey, Tree of Life, which has appeared on numerous best of the decade lists. While most of his other films from this decade are appreciated by his fans or discarded as lesser works from a pretentious Kubrick-like filmmaker, his newest picture, A Hidden Life, is without a doubt one of his best. He closes the decade with an exclamation point about mankind facing the ultimate human evil. All of his films deal with man's inability to control nature, but this one is as much about man's inability to control human nature as evil takes over a farming community and becomes normalized. A Hidden Life may not be on my best of the decade list, but it will be on my best movies of the year list. It opens up with a black screen and some narration about building our nest high up. Then it shows actual World War II footage, and soon enough we see Adolf Hitler triumphantly parading through the streets. The black and white footage cuts abruptly to a gorgeous mountainscape of Austria, with some of the brightest green grass and bluest skies behind majestic mountains one could ever wish to see on film. Most Terrence Malick films contain elegant cinematography, and A Hidden Life is no exception. This film is a beauty to behold. Every frame could be placed on a wall as a work of art. The images are accompanied and complemented by a touching score from James Newton Howard. A Hidden Life is the story of an Austrian farmer who refuses to fight for, support, or even salute the Nazis when they take over his country during World War II. Despite the fact that he is aware of the dire consequences this could have on his life and his family's, he stands by his convictions and is unyielding with his disdain for Hitler and the evil he stands for. A courageous and stubborn act most would have given in. There is so much to A Hidden Life, with deep themes about his romance with his wife and his spiritual journey to peacefully protest for love against the greatest evil of the 20th century. This is not the first time Terrence Malick has made a movie about the horrors of World War II. 21 years ago, after a 20-year absence from his previous picture, he released The Thin Red Line, which was a combat movie about U.S. troops fighting the Japanese during the Battle of Guadalcanal. From that description, you can tell this is as different of a World War II movie as he could have possibly made, but they are strikingly similar thematically. A Hidden Life works admirably well as a companion piece to The Thin Red Line. Both films involve man trying to tame nature with diminishing results. Both films use vibrant colors in nature to convey spectacular beauty and violent conflict. More gray skies, shadows, and darker colors appear in A Hidden Life as the war rages on and moves closer to the main character's home. Both films involve religious imagery and how God could allow such evil and senseless violence to take place. A Hidden Life tackles religion in a different way as the hero seeks counsel from religious leaders, only to find that they too have been corrupted by the war. Eventually, he and his family are ostracized by their village for their anti-war stance. Depending on what the viewer brings to the film and how they interpret Terrence Malick's earlier films could determine how much they enjoy A Hidden Life. His films at their strongest work as an existential or religious experience on the screen, and A Hidden Life is one of his finest works. It does go on too long in the middle, and the 3-hour runtime could have been cut down a bit in some parts, but those are minor quibbles from an otherwise grand opus. This is a stunningly powerful allegory about how war tears a family and a town, and on a deeper level, a nation and our world apart. And that sometimes the best and bravest acts of courage are the ones that go unseen. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.